Hey guys, this is Dude Order Sports. I haven't done one of these in a while, and I just wanted to do one real quick. I'm actually on my way to eat. I'm in the car, but I just watched my first XFL game, and I kind of wanted to give a quick review, kind of what I thought. It's something I kind of been looking forward to, and I had a crazy weekend schedule. As far as I had to work Saturday and, you know, work all night Saturday, a 12-hour shift, and then go to work Monday real early, so I have to go to bed real early and stuff like that. So this early Sunday game was the only game on the schedule I could really watch, which was the Tampa Bay Vipers and the New York Guardians. Not a real good game as far as scoring. I mean, it was pretty lopsided. However, it's a good product. There's a lot of things. Now the play level and it's not on par with the NFL as far as play level and athletes and kind of pre-game, you know, all that type stuff. But yeah, they didn't have a pre-game for this one at all. I mean, they went straight from NASCAR straight into XFL stuff. However, there's a lot I like about this. The kickoff's kind of strange, but they still give you a opportunity for a return. You kick off, and then the players are close together, and then can't kick it in the end zone, it goes to the 35. If you kick it out of bounds, it goes to the 40, I think. So they set it up where almost every kickoff there's a return. And the players stand close together, so you still get a return, but you don't have the long runs down the field and the high-speed collision that causes so many injuries with kickoffs. So the kickoffs are a little different. My favorite part is the it has a real short play clock. So it's a fast-paced, you know, get-going game. Not a lot of dead time. I love that. I think the NFL should steal that. These 40-second play clocks in the NFL just drag on and on and on. I really like that. There's also a feature where you can hear coaches call plays, which I think is kind of crazy because it's all this, you know, 123 wide back split left, right, you know, all this crazy stuff. You don't know what in the hell they're saying. But, and they only cut to that a few times. But, and you actually get to hear what replay is telling the officials on the field if there's any replay issues, which I think replays are all called from the booth. I never saw any red flags or anything like that. But it's a good product. Not real sloppy football. It's light years ahead of the AAF. Like I said, it's behind the NFL, and I think it always will be. I think this will kind of be like a minor league thing if it lasts. And I think it's got a pretty good shot at lasting. I mean, I think the first time XFL was kind of hurried and real sloppy, and this was well thought out. They had a legit training camp. Everybody got on the same page. They're pretty good players. Just kind of a step down from NFL players, I think. I've heard rumors they're going to let kids come straight out of high school and go into this thing. I'm not certain on that. But it's a good product. Not great, but I think they're going to have some luck with this. I love the play clock. It's a fast-moving game. Also, they have a sideline reporter, which NFL does too, and they really just talk and then kind of do stuff at halftime. With the coaches in the NFL, in the XFL, these sideline reporters interview people like immediately following plays, like as soon as they come off the sidelines, which is kind of neat and kind of interesting. You kind of get that raw impact or raw emotion right after the play. So, you know, I like it. You know, I was cutting up with my uncle about watching every game. I don't know that I'll do that. But I'll definitely watch some games and definitely follow this league. I mean, they've got some good players. They've got a great product, and they're very innovative in a lot of areas. So that's it. Dude Order Sports Review of the XFL.